This is Diana Stin.
Jill, ma'am.
And we're here with our 19th Squawkcast. And we're here tonight at KidSource.
It's been a year.
It has been a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very cool little curriculum store located basically at McLeod Trail and Glenmore Trail, broadly speaking.
Thank goodness Diana drove, because we'd have been in Balzac.
Yeah, although it was very scary driving here today.
Traffic was insane. I was sure we were going to bite it a couple of times.
Maybe that was just my driving.
No. There were some wild and woolly trucks out there.
But it's been a lovely evening.
The sun
has been shining, and the girls had the garage door open.
Mm-hmm.
So Penny and Wanda were here tonight helping Phoenix families. And we picked out a few resources to share with you, too.
We did. There is some really cute stuff in here this year.
Wait, here it is. Don't know if you can hear that.
But it's big old buzzers in here. There you go. And then there's barnyard buzzers. And they make all kinds of barnyard noises.
Yeah, but I don't think we can take them out of the box.
I know. They'll scold us if we play with everything. But what fun with your students to have like a little quiz master and everybody can hit the buzzer and then give their answer.
Right. And we thought it might be kind of useful, actually, for those introverted students that you might be homeschooling who don't
shout out when it's like they need to be heard.
Exactly. So barnyard buzzers and a variety of other little buzzers.
Mm-hmm.
That was on the list. So that looked kind of interesting. And we asked the girls, hey, what's hip and cool? And so they came up with a variety of different resources for us.
They did.
So I picked this one off the shelf, though, before we go too much further.
It is very cute. It's Putty Peeps.
Putty Peeps.
Yeah. I know. It's putty with eyeballs.
I know. I'm sorry.
Simple is sometimes best.
That's it. It says the amazing putty that is solid and liquid with no mess.
I like it already, but I bet you I'll end up with a mess.
I wonder what happens when it ends up in your carpet.
Mm-hmm. That was what I was thinking.
Okay. And then the ladies recommended some books for us tonight.
Yeah.
And this one that you've got in your hand there, Jill.
Mm-hmm. It's called Will You Fill My Bucket?
Daily Acts of Love Around the World.
That's right.
So we really liked the fact that it was an international theme.
Yes.
This one is for probably Div 1 kids.
Yeah.
But international theme. And
I love the artwork in it.
It is beautiful, isn't
it? It's so pretty.
Yeah. And so we liked that it was acts of kindness or
mm-hmm.
love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an excellent way to encourage that in your children.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who have older kids, there's another one that's called Growing Up with a Bucket Full of Happiness, 3 Rules for a Happier Life.
Mm-hmm.
And again, same sort of idea, same authors. The
mm-hmm.
authors are Carol McLeod, and it's illustrated by Penny Weber.
Mm-hmm.
So this one
has a like small chapter reading,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it would be like a nice kind of first chapter book, do you think?
Or no, second? I would say this is more maybe grade 3, grade
yeah.
4 level. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But nice and mm-hmm. a great way to talk to your kids about acts of kindness
mm-hmm.
and ways that they can also help themselves to be happier.
Mm-hmm.
So, nice.
Yeah, I really like them.
But
nice.
Whereas we're walking around the store last year, it was owls and teal.
Teal was the cool color and owls were everywhere.
And interestingly enough, I saw them everywhere after that.
Exactly. I never really noticed them before, but yeah, they were everywhere. They were on lunch pails. They were on kids' hoodies. They were on...
I was making them.
You made them. That's
I
make right.
them.
They
My little
very
boohoo packs. Yes. But anyways, this year, mm-hmm. no... Well, owls are still in.
Yeah, I still saw owls.
Yeah, absolutely. But there was...
Sock monkeys!
Yeah, super cool. Sock monkeys.
I love retro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one I had not heard of. I was told this is actually an American one.
Yeah.
And it's called Moose and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know this?
I didn't know this.
Mm-mm. But apparently very popular. And
kind of simple art, yeah. but it's really eye-catching and pleasing.
And despite them being American, you could pass them off as Canadian.
Because they have a moose.
Exactly.
And a beaver.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can go
And then the other one is called Boho Birds.
I didn't know these birds had a name, but you know what? It's true. I've seen them all kinds of places. Okay, maybe Pinterest, but and different places, but I never knew they had a name. But their name is boho birds, and they have a kind of crafty, homemade feel with some very beautiful colors and things.
Yeah, and I like the fact that there are a lot of, I know they're not primary colors, but mm-hmm. a lot of contrast in their colors.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For little people, the contrast really sticks out.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the sort of a homemade look with the stitches on the wings and
yeah.
and things like that. So yeah, very interesting.
Yep, I was real pleased with those.
And then we picked out another one.
Because I really liked it.
Jill wants these for the creation studio.
Yeah, I'm kind of whining a little bit. True to life human x-rays. Human body, people. It's going to be coming up again in a couple of years. I don't know when yet.
Yes, but we thought this would be a fun thing that you could hold up to your windows mm-hmm. and have a discussion about the human body mm-hmm. and what it looks like from the inside out and why it's important to exercise, mm-hmm. how important brushing our teeth is to our health care. Because do you think you see cavities in that one?
I don't know. It's kind of small. But, you know, think about it. Calcium and good diet make for strong bones.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, excellent resource. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. There's that buzzer thing again.
There it is again. She's kind of hooked on it.
I am kind of hooked on it.
Time tracker. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I like this one. It's a visual timer and clock. And I had one similar with my kids younger.
And it has a green, yellow, and red section to it. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that as it nears the time, it yep. starts to light up to red. That means stop.
Yeah, I would think so. That would be the countdown time.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, goodness, we used it for everything from brushing teeth to we need to do math for this amount of time, or we need to clean our room for 15 minutes, and here's the timer, and when it buzzes, and, you know, everybody goes fast as you can for 15 minutes, and then we're done.
Exactly.
And it makes it in not so overwhelming, a whole room as opposed to 15 minutes.
Now, speaking of countdowns.
Countdowns?
Yeah, you know, pretty soon it's counting down.
It is.
I think at this point in time, we have 10 or 11 days left before mm-hmm. the very last day for you to register for homeschooling.
That's true.
Well, you can register anytime, but after September 30th, you don't get any funding. So it would be a great time to do it if
it
you're
would.
Thinking about homeschooling.
Yeah, don't dawdle if you're kind of thinking about it, because, you know, every little penny helps. It means a membership here or there or a resource here and there that you maybe wouldn't be able to get otherwise.
So, if you're interested, Saturday we are having an open house. That is September the 21st from 9 to 4 p.m. down at the school, 320 19th Street Southeast. You're welcome to pop on by for a tour and a chat.
And, of course, we're open Tuesday through Friday as well. So if that Saturday doesn't work, then come on down the other days.
Absolutely. And if that Saturday doesn't work,
what would we do then?
Well, we're open one last Saturday. We're open September 28th.
We are. And mm-hmm. it should be a nice day.
It should be. Mm-hmm. We are also running our very last Getting Started workshop mm-hmm. at that point in time mm-hmm. At the school. That one is an orientation for existing families.
Or newly signed up.
Or newly found. Yeah. And but we are doing one more public library.
I can't
workshop.
Remember when, though.
And I can't even remember what library.
Hold
it's
on.
Shaughnessy. It's the Shaughnessy Library.
Is it? Oh, that's
yeah,
a nice
sure.
library.
It is. So if you are interested in finding out how to homeschool, Jill and I will be available at the Shaughnessy Library coming up. Jill's searching. So I'm
searching.
Stalling.
She's stalling.
This is my tap dance. I'm tap dancing for you right now. Can you hear me
faster,
tap dancing?
Go faster.
But it'll be at 6:30 at the Shaughnessy Library on...
I'm getting there.
Well, while we're chatting here, we have families that are picking out resources. Hey, you guys, what did you buy over there? Come and talk to us about the resources that you're picking out. Oh, I see one that says Wild Word Adventure. And it looks like a jungle rainforest theme. Pretty cool. Could go right with the rainforest. Nice work. I see Word Shark. Ooh, that looks good. It could also go with anything, of course, ocean, you know, maybe barracuda. No, what do they have? Piranhas.
Oh,
in
piranhas.
The
yeah.
Do they not have piranha attack over there?
Yeah, piranha attack. Oh, and those are fun.
And math links. Okay.
Those are great.
Yep, those are great for demonstrating visually mm-hmm. How the numbers work and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. And what else? Anybody
what
pick
else?
Up anything
what
else?
Else?
She put hers down. She's way over there. She put them down. She can't carry the ginormous pile of resources that she's about to buy.
It's getting too heavy.
That's it.
It's a fun time of year.
It is.
And I found the library day.
Okay, it is.
Monday, September 23rd, from 6:30 till 8:30 at Indeed Shaughnessy Library.
So that one you actually have to register for through the Calgary Public Library system. Mm-hmm. So please feel free to do that.
But there is no cost.
Yeah, there's no cost. It's free.
They just want to know.
Yep. If we missed you at one of the other library sessions that we've done this year, please feel free to come on down to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything else important that they need to know?
Count day. Did we talk about count day? I looking? Oh, my
God. No, we didn't talk about count day.
When I'm searching, I can't listen.
So, count day is going to be the day after.
October 1st.
Right.
So, it's no longer, you don't get to be counted that day. That's just to celebrate you got counted that day.
Exactly.
And we have a ginormous bouncy house, and we have school pictures.
Right. And they can be family pictures as well. And there is no fee, no sitting fee.
Nope.
And you don't actually have to buy any pictures if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm. No, 1 year I absolutely did not. It looked like I dragged my children in off the street. It was just awful. You know, one of those days and you don't even realize it until you're driving there and you catch a glimpse of them in the rearview mirror and you're just like, oh, you know, hurry, get in the car. And it was picture day.
Pictures. Yeah. So we have pictures. There will also be a bake sale. And if you'd like to sell stuff at the bake sale, stuff you've made, tables are
$5. That's right.
And if you don't bake, you can always sell your used curriculum.
Or you can buy other people's baking. That's where I'm going.
Yeah. So used curriculum tables are also $5.
Yep.
And so come and exchange your stuff, sell your stuff, pick up some lovely baking while you're at it.
Yeah. And, you know, again, meet with your community, have some laughs.
Exactly. We'll have hot dog sales.
Yes.
Last year we couldn't keep hot dogs in the place. I don't know what happened.
There were several years we couldn't. Well, we always give our hot dogs away. We couldn't give them away.
Yeah.
People were like, no. And then all of a sudden hot dogs became, maybe it's a retro thing again. Like the sock monkeys.
Maybe it is. Absolutely. So we'll have that. And we're also going to have a very special performance. Miss Katie, our board secretary, booked us a special performance today. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
No, and I think it is going to be super hip and super cool. And it's going to involve a lot of puppets.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can I come?
Yeah, you can come. It's free for all Phoenix families.
I'm a Phoenix family.
So am I.
Awesome.
You're looking surprised.
It's the wine.
Okay, so for this podcast,
we actually have had a couple of sips, and that's all it takes, sadly, for us.
This was a wine and cheese event.
Yes. The one and only.
There you go.
Once a year.
There you go. Once a year.
Yep.
But, yeah, so count day will be lots of fun. That is October the 1st, and things sort of kick off at the usual time, 9:30, 10 o'clock. The special performance will be at 1 o'clock, and then we'll wrap things up and head on out a little bit early on that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
A little early?
A little early.
That would be awesome. I've got a big stack of things on my PVR I need to watch and catch up on.
That's because Jill and I have been so busy. We've been at the school almost every night till 8:30, 9
o'clock. Usually roll in home about 9:30.
Yeah.
So you're even later because you got a longer drive.
But so we are working hard to make things fantastic for you this year at Phoenix so that you have an outstanding homeschooling and educational journey.
You betcha.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to wrap it up here.
Oh, good.
We're coming to you semi-live from KidSource. And for all of you who missed this evening, we're truly sad. Yeah. But KidSource will be open again, and you're more than welcome to pop on down.
Yep.
Penny and Wanda would love to see you.
Oh, they're so much help. They know so much about their products.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And any of you who are involved in the backpack program this year at Phoenix, some of your resources actually came from here.
Yay.
Yeah, yay. So, like I said, come on down. They would love to see you, and they were delighted to give you a hand. Okay.
That's it.
I think that's it.
So, I'm done.
This is Diana Stint.
And Jill Matt.
And we're wrapping it up this evening from KidSource. So
long.
Farewell.